played by the great French pianist and composer Samson Francois. That was one of Chopin's waltzes, number 13 in D-flat. Good morning, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where support for the music comes from Beautiful Music Violin Shop. Sponsoring the FIDPIC, Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships. A day of music, food, and family fun, Sunday in downtown Lawrence. More at fidpic.org. Now here's Mozart, his three-movement flute and harp concerto now on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The Reina Grafenauer flute, Maria Graf harp, Sir Neville Mariner in the Academy. That was Mozart on Kansas Public Radio. That was Mozart's flute and harp concerto. Next, a few beautiful moments from Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty ballet, and then a Boccherini string quintet as music goes on our Wednesday morning here on KPR. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. If you like harp music, there will be a harp recital this Sunday in Topeka. There's a music series called Music for a Sunday Afternoon. This has been running for more than 45 years at the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library, and there are four musicians and library workers who keep this going, thanks to Kyler Carpenter, Liza Charay, Perry Hartman, and Dr. Jim Mosher. And this week they present Opera Souvenirs with longtime harpist Rob Banks. It'll be this Sunday between 3 and 5 p.m. in their auditorium. Rob Banks was a harpist at KU. He studied it there, and he's played recitals and with local ensembles ever since then. He was the harpist with the Topeka Symphony for 25 years, and he also retired from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library. He was their chief operations officer, and he's still very active in both the local music and the theater scene. So Rob Banks will perform a program of opera music from the middle of the 19th century. These pieces were played by the arrangers as part of their job as harpists in the major opera houses of the world. As they played solo concerts, they arranged melodies they played in the orchestra pit of the opera for the concert stage. Some of them are well known, others are less familiar. They chose to arrange many of the prettiest and most popular melodies, and during this time, opera was the popular music in most of Europe and the Americas, so basically they were playing the top 40 hits of their time in solo concerts. Opera Souvenirs, harp music by Rob Banks, this Sunday afternoon, August 25th, between 3 and 5 p.m. in Marvin Auditorium at the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library. And it's free. Some music to start off the noon hour in a serene state of mind, a graceful dance from Ernest Tomlinson, followed by Chabrier's Pastoral Suite. That and more during classical music from noon to 3 with Jeff Watson on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until then. Here's the Tchaikovsky, the Rose Adagio from Sleeping Beauty now on KPR. The Rose Adagio, Sleeping Beauty, Tchaikovsky with the Russian National Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Hope you're having a great day. Weather-wise, today is pretty nice for mid-August. It looks like today our high should just be 82. Plenty of sunshine. Tonight's low 60. And tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of only 81. Peaking ahead to the weekend, Oh, Saturday, 96. Sunday, 98. Monday, 97. Well, let's certainly enjoy it while we have it. These comparatively cool temperatures for today with a high of only 82. Support for classical music this morning on KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned for over 50 years, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com. The Smithsonian Chamber Players next on KPR with a string quintet from Opus 11 by Luigi Boccherini right here on KPR. The Smithsonian Chamber Players playing one of the Opus 11 pieces by Luigi Boccherini, string quintet in D. Listen for an oboe and piano version of the third Gymnopédie by Eric Satie right after the news, before we hear Dvorak and Henry Purcell. Just keep it right here on KPR, KansasPublicRadio.org.
Morning edition from
electric vehicle, Chinese made, in China's capital, Beijing. We're moving along.
We wanted to see firsthand the challenges of accessing healthcare in rural America. Elberton, Georgia is a city of just...
Join us every weekday.
Join us in the morning for the next morning edition from NPR right here on KPR. Well, tonight, one night only, this concert from the Kansas City Symphony in their home base at the Kauffman Center with their new conductor, Matt Pincher, and Conrad Tau is the pianist. Tonight is their send-off concert for their European tour. And it's an all-American program with Ives, Decoration Day and the 4th of July from New England Holidays, Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, and Aaron Copland's Symphony No. 3, containing that great fanfare for the common man. Their uniquely American program that the Kansas City Symphony will be performing in their European tour, with Amsterdam, Berlin, and Hamburg being some of the ports of call. So that's tonight, just one night only, their European send-off concert for Kansas City. Get all the details and ticket information for the 7 p.m. concert tonight at kcsymphony.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, you're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Sony Pictures Classics with Between the Temples, a new comedy starring Jason Schwartzman as a cantor whose world is upended when his grade school music teacher, played by Carol Kane, becomes his new bat mitzvah student. Opens Friday. Good morning. This is KPR. With Alfred Genovese, oboist, and Peter Serkin at the piano, an oboe and piano version of the Gymnopédie No. 3 by Eric Satie on KPR. Next, Dvorak, and then a suite and overture from The Moor's Revenge, or Abdelazar by Henry Purcell. Next hour, we have the lovely Pavane by Gabriel Fauré, and Schubert, Poulenc, Borodin, and George Hamilton Green is Log Cabin Blues, played just before 12 noon, I guess. It's 7.5 minutes into the 10 o'clock hour. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Support for the classical music on KPR comes from the Mixmaster Music Showcase and live taping for KPR's new 105 Live music program, as in the 105 counties of Kansas. With the Draper Family Band, Christina Graves and the Swallowtails at the Bottleneck Friday, September 6th, tickets at Mixmaster2024.com. This is KPR. Now, with Sir Thomas Beecham and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, Antonin Dvorak, Symphony No. 8, Opus 88, in the key of G, now on KPR. enthusiastic response for Sir Thomas Beecham's Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. That was their performance. Wish it would have been a bit of a better recording. That mellowness that they were famous for didn't really come out, did it? But still, great music by Dvorak and a great group. That was Dvorak's 8th symphony. Dvorak Symphony No. 8 in G, Opus 88, this morning on KPR. Good morning, this is Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend, with you until noon. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Christy Haney is a fine mezzo-soprano who trained in Kansas City, but now she makes her home in New York City, where she sings for the Met, the New York City Opera, and at Carnegie Hall. Join us for her Rule Joyce recital visit, where she compares a dozen or so classical arias with modern songs about the same topics from the Great American Songbook. Listen for Christy with Ellen Summer at the piano tomorrow evening at 7, here on KPR, only on KPR for Classics Live. Music from Long Ago England by Henry Purcell. That was the overture with the promise of all the tunes in Purcell's show The Moor's Revenge, with members of the Freiburger Baroque Orchestra playing that for us here on KPR. We have a lot of great pieces coming up after the news in the 11 o'clock hour of classical music here on KPR. That beautiful Pavane by Gabriel Fauré is right after the 11 o'clock news from NPR, followed by the Verdi String Quartet playing Schubert, Schubert's 7th String Quartet, and then some chamber music by Francis Poulenc for piano, oboe, and bassoon, In the Steppes of Central Asia by Alexander Borodin, and listen just before noon for a crazy little piece by George Hamilton Green, played by the Ozone Percussion Group. It's called Log Cabin Blues. That's all in the hour ahead of classical music. Just keep it here on KPR, and remember, for all the details about each piece, check out our playlists on Kansas Public Radio.
Democrats used to consider guns a third rail of political story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Be listening at 3 for All Things Considered for more about that and many other stories, of course, as well. The rest of today, well, we should have sunshine and a high of only 82 with some coolness coming from the east. We have southeast winds for the next few days and evenings until Friday night, when a south wind blows in, bringing us a very hot weekend with highs in the mid to upper 90s for this weekend and for early next week. So let's enjoy today when it's only about 82 expected. For a high, we're still at a very pleasant 75 in Lawrence. Tonight's low 60, and tomorrow's high only 81. We are live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU, and KANU, HD1, Lawrence, 91.5. KANH, KANH, HD1, Emporia, 89.7. KANV, KANV, HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3.
Live from NPR.
Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
U.S. stocks are trading lower this hour. The Dow is down 67 points at last check. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is KPR. with flutist Leona Bisey and the Boston Pops, the Pavane, Opus 50 by Gabriel Fauré. Good morning, this is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend, with you until noon. Jeff Watson's in after that with three more hours of classical music, support for which comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting New Dance Partners. New Dance Partners with Kansas City Ballet, Owen Cox Dance Group, Storling Dance Theater, and Regina Klenyoski Dance Company, September 20th and 21st. More at jccc.edu/mtc. Here is Franz Schubert next on Kansas Public Radio, Schubert's 7th String Quartet. The Verdi String Quartet playing Schubert, Franz Schubert's String Quartet number 7. Next, some chamber music by Francis Poulenc, scored for piano, oboe, and bassoon. Just keep it right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. FM 91.5 for Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Tarangalila. That's a word that means all at once love song, hymn to joy, time, movement, rhythm, life, death. We will hear the Tarangalila Symphony by Olivier Messiaen in the next concert from the BBC Proms. Also, the world premiere of Anne Klein's The Gorgeous Nothings, written especially for the Proms. It's Friday night at 7, right here on KPR1. Peter Serkin, piano, David McGill, bassoon, and Alfred Genovese, oboe. For music by Francis Poulenc, Poulenc's trio for piano, oboe, and bassoon, here on KPR. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. Here's music that's been a concert favorite ever since his first performance in 1880. It's by Alexander Borodin, and it's called In the Steppes of Central Asia. And within about 8 minutes, it shows an interaction between Russians and Asians in the steppe lands of Central Asia. It's a caravan of Central Asians crossing the desert under the protection of Russian troops. So the opening theme represents the Russians. That's heard first, and then after that, the strain of an ornamented Eastern melody on English horn. That represents the Asians. Then you'll hear the melodies combine. And in these two ethnic melodies, Borodin has a traveling theme in the pizzicato and the strings that's supposed to represent the plodding hooves of the horses and the camels. Let's listen now to In the Steppes of Central Asia, Borodin on KPR. A peaceful tableau from 1880 about Russians and Central Asians. That's by Alexander Borodin, called In the Steppes of Central Asia, with the Kirov Orchestra here on KPR. It's about 6 minutes now before 12 noon. Jeff Watson has more great music, classical, between noon and 3 here on Kansas Public Radio. Here's a crazy little tune, great for dancing, by George Hamilton Green. Here's Gary Olmsted's Ozone Percussion Group playing the Log Cabin Blues on KPR. An all percussion version of George Hamilton Green's Log Cabin Blues. That was Gary Olmsted's group, the Ozone Percussion Group, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. And now here's the Mont Alto Motion Picture Orchestra playing a tune by Tim Brock. This is called The Show Off. Mm-hmm. Tim Brock's The Show Off on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. There are many ways to make mornings more interesting. You could set a festive new alarm ringtone, wake up on the wrong side of the bed on purpose, put hazelnut spread on your toast, sing all the parts to your favorite musical in the shower. Edelweiss, Edelweiss. And after the applause dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us in the morning. It's on every weekday between 5 and 9. Here on KPR. It's 12 noon and just a few minutes after noon news and stardate. We have a graceful dance and a pastoral suite and a romance and a guitar concerto. And after 1 o'clock, listen for music by American composer David Diamond, his concerto for small orchestra. And later on this afternoon, the Lalo cello concerto, the Brahms piano trio number 3, all kinds of great classics. Coming up between noon and 3 as classical music continues on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5 FM. Plus, the same thing is broadcast through KANH and KANH HD1 for the Emporia area through 89.7, KANV, KANV HD1 for Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3.
Live from NPR News in